Today, the U.S. Supreme Court, for the first time, takes up a case testing how the Americans with Disabilities Act applies to professional sports. The case involves Casey Martin, a 28-year-old professional golfer with a severe circulatory problem in his leg. The question for the Supreme Court is whether federal law requires the Professional Golfers Association to waive its rule that all golfers walk the course to allow Martin to play. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Casey Martin experiences such pain when he walks that he needs a cart part of the time to get around the course. Indeed, without a cart, he would risk breaking his leg, and that might well require that it be amputated. Martin has been playing golf since he was 5 years old, was a star on the Stanford golf team, where the NCAA routinely allows carts for the disabled, and when he graduated from college, he decided to play professional golf.
Always wanted to do it, and thought I had the talent to do it, so went ahead and did it.
After playing on the mini tour, he headed for the qualifying rounds of the PGA, rounds that are open to anyone with the $4,000 entry fee. But with the PGA on notice that Martin would enter, the tour added a rule that had never been there before. On the first two rounds, a player could use a cart. On the third, for the first time, he could not. This was 5 years ago when Martin's disease was not as severe as it is today, so he played and qualified. Now eligible to play on the PGA Tour, Martin asked for a waiver of the requirement that he must walk the entire course. The PGA refused, and Martin sued under the Americans with Disabilities Act and won his case in two lower courts. Since then, he's been earning $100,000 plus a year on the tour, playing professional golf, by his estimate, 5 or 6 times a week, some 30 weeks a year, and using a cart the majority of the time. That could soon come to an end, though. In July, the PGA appealed its lower court losses to the U.S. Supreme Court, asserting that allowing Martin to use a cart puts him at a competitive advantage, and the justices agreed to review the case. The Americans with Disabilities Act bars discrimination on the basis of disability in any place of public accommodation and requires that reasonable accommodations in policies, practices, or procedures be made unless those accommodations would fundamentally alter the nature of the activity. Although the law specifically names golf courses as places of public accommodation, the PGA claims that that language only applies to spectators at a professional game, not to participants in the game. And secondly, the PGA asserts that since the PGA Tour rules require golfers to walk the course, allowing Martin to use a cart creates a fundamental change in the competition and gives Martin a competitive advantage. Casey Martin.
I really don't feel it gives me an unfair advantage. I know that deep down, if I had the chance to walk with a healthy leg or ride with a disability, you know, it's not even close. I'd take the healthy leg every time. And I know I've been playing with it now for 3 years, and I know that I'm not an advantage over anybody.
Martin notes that the PGA often allows, even requires, golfers on the tour to use carts to speed finding a ball or for other reasons, and that the senior PGA Tour has no walking requirement. The trial judge who heard Martin's case ruled that, in fact, many golfers find the walking a psychological remedy for the tension of the game. And a federal appeals court found that even with the cart, Martin still had to walk about 25% of the time because the cart cannot be driven to the ball all the time. The pain of walking that distance, plus constantly getting in and out of the cart, the appeals court said, meant that Martin was not in any way spared the fatigue experienced by other golfers who did have to walk. The PGA has declined any comment for the time being and refused all requests for interviews, as have their lawyers. But in briefs filed with the court, the tour argues that walking a course 4 times during the 4 days of a tournament, a total distance of 25 miles or more, is itself a test of stamina and endurance that is an inherent part of the sport. The lower courts, contend the PGA, disregarded an elemental aspect of high-level sports. Sports are a test of high-level physical performance. It is inevitable that requirements established for the competition will burden different competitors differently. That inequality simply reflects the varying challenges faced to one extent or another by all athletes, so says the PGA. Casey Martin's lawyers, not surprisingly, see the question quite differently. Mr. Martin, they say, is not asking for a wider hole or for a few strokes more in handicap. He's not asking to change the rules of the game. He's asking only to be allowed to get to the game. And if every rule a sports organization makes is automatically exempt from review by the courts, say Martin's lawyers, well then, professional sports will be the only industry in America that is permitted to construct barriers to access that are unrelated to performance. For Casey Martin, the question is more personal.
I still deal with pain every day. Some days are better than others. Some days aren't so good. But I'm still able to go compete and play golf, which is, you know, what I want to do.
Whether he'll be allowed to continue as a pro golfer is now up to the justices of the United States Supreme Court. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.